The standard rifle issued to Australian soldiers in World War I was the famous Mark III short magazine Lee Enfield, better known as the 303, due to its 303 cartridge. 70 enlistments in the AIF carried a second 303 when they embarked for overseas, their regimental or service number. For one soldier from Dubbo, being Private 303 would not prove to be a lucky number. Robert Randolph, or Bob, Hull was the son of the late Robert Hull, saddler and bookmaker who died in 1909, and his wife Hetty of Church Street, Dubbo. Robert enlisted in Sydney as a 19-year-old shop hand on the 17th of August 1914 and was allocated to the 3rd Battalion AIF. Private Hull embarked for service on Gallipoli, but by May was back in Egypt for treatment for a serious infection. He was returned to Australia for further treatment at Lang Warren in Victoria. Hull was discharged in October 1915, re-enlisted in the 6th Battalion Victoria in February 1916, but absented himself without leave so he could return to New South Wales and join the 3rd Battalion in March. Bob Hull left Australia for the second time on the 1st of April 1916, disembarking at Suez on the 3rd of May before sailing on to the UK, where he was appointed an acting corporal while stationed at the 1st Training Battalion at Durrington. On the 20th of July, Bob went absent without leave for 1 week and evaded the draft to France whilst under orders from his CO. This saw Bob reverted to private with a loss of 8 days' pay. He arrived in France soon after, on the 1st of August, and was taken on the strength of the 1st Australian Machine Gun Company on the 5th of September. However, a deliberate delay in reporting to camp resulted in a forfeiture of 5 days' pay. Private Robert Hull was killed in action on the 6th of November 1916. The circumstances of his death in Delville Wood, France, can be found in his Red Cross file held at the Australian War Memorial. Private 1754 C.H. Hind, 1st MGC, stated, "He, Hull, was killed at Fleur in November. My informants were Private E. Cox and Private Scotty O'Neill, both now killed. They said they were in a ration party bringing rations up to the front line when a shell landed near them and Hull got a splinter through the head and was killed instantly." Private 744 F. Kennewell informed the Red Cross, "I knew Hull well. He was with me up to a couple of hours before his death. I was acting post corporal at the time and he was a reserve man at the time when he was sent for. I was told the day it happened by D.W. Ackland that Hull had been killed outright by shrapnel as he was going up with the rations. Hull was buried at Delville Wood and I have seen his grave there with a cross on it with his name. It was a single grave." Lieutenant R. Cumming provided an insight into how Hull's fate was decided. The above-mentioned soldier was killed on the 6th of the 11th, 16, having come up to replace casualties and calling on my gun on his way, expressed a wish to stay, but circumstances not permitting, he left for his own gun, which he never reached, having been hit by a shell, which blew him to pieces, and there was no hope of burying him. In early 1922, Mrs. Hull wrote to the army asking for details of where her son was buried, as she and her daughter Iris were bound to leave by SS Orvieto for France to try to find the grave. The army replied that his grave had not yet been found and advised Mrs. Hull to call at Australia House in London to see if any information had come to hand. Private Hull's grave was never found, and he is commemorated on the Australian National Memorial at Villers Bretonneux. Bob is also remembered on his father's ornate grave in the old Dubbo Cemetery.